Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hello. That was awkward. Hey, Jacob, here's a thought. How about wait until I'm out of the potty room before we start the big show?
Dadgum talent.
He just said dadgum talent. By the way, there are some people in this room right now who say, instead of Sahara, Sahara. Huh? Huh? We're sophisticated. New set, more sophisticated people in the audience. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast! I would be remiss if I don't start the show by introducing you to my Naughty Jelly Suite. By the way, this not having to push buttons is completely freeing. I think I'll like
this. And no headphones.
No headphones, no things over there. Naughty Jelly Suite, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Melissa Whitney. Big hand. In the event the live studio audience didn't play through, we have audiences, people, in this little box over here. Anyway, how cool is this? This is exciting. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on here in a second. But first, a couple, I don't know, housekeeping things. You want to reach out to us, as you should. A couple ways. First, the email, onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. You could hit us on our toll-free listener line, 866-966-4599. Operators are standing by right now. Wait, you are an in-the-moment cat, and I've liked that about you for, what, years?
Eons.
Decades. And that means you're hanging out in the live chat. I see Ray and Scotty and Jackie and Johnny and Shannon. Oh, there's lots of Brad. Uh-oh. Someone's checking up on the wife over there. Nice. Nice. She's here. She's safe. I've never seen anybody drink that much. Ever. Ever. We heard the story about your Halloween trip as well. Oh, we won't talk about that, though.
I didn't hear about the Halloween trip.
I did. Oh, crazy. Crazy. These people are crazy. Werewolves and when it was. And what else we want to talk about? Oh, Honor Q did that. Oh, hey, if you don't catch the live show, don't worry. Angel, see? Gooch is in my head. I knew I would do it. You can watch us on VegasVideoNetwork.com, YouTube, iTunes, Roku, and KSHP. 1400 AM. We are on from 8 to 12 every Friday evening. That's right, 8 to 12. You love us. You listen to us. You can listen to us all the way from California to here in the Las Vegas. How groovy is that? Groovy. Okay. Weather? No, I don't care anymore because I'm not by my pool. I'm in a whole new place now. What do you think of the fireplace, honey?
It's going to be a consistent temperature in here.
It is.
I love the fireplace.
We should make s'mores.
This is like a fireside chat.
It is. But I'm not a president.
Well, you are president.
I am a president. This is the best show ever. Camera one, people of America. The reason why I'm bringing you here today for our fireside chat is to let you know that I fear no longer the Sailor Jerry. I will drink the Sailor Jerry and not be afraid of it. So what's going on here? As many of you guys know, we had a complete explosion about 3 weeks ago. I still have a $8,000 computer for sale. And I'll discount it to $7,000. You call it, you want, I'll even deliver it if you're in the area. Anyways, so that blew up and, you know, we're sadness. A little bit of that action. And then we decided, no, we're not gonna let that get us down. No, because we're what? We're hearty stock.
We are.
Midwest? You're Midwest.
I am Midwest.
I'm Southern California. But
I'm about as pure Midwest as you get.
She's pure.
Don't you agree?
Oh, please. You are, I would say, as Midwestern.
As Midwest as it gets, I'd say.
You're cute and you're innocent.
Well, now let's not go crazy.
Did I tell you one of the reasons why I was attracted to her in the first place? This will be the last show if I tell you that. Never mind. Anyway, so we've decided to move the whole show over here to the Living or the Vegas Video Network studios. So a couple things that are kind of cool about that. First of all, we have a live audience now. Now, what's cool about that is that, you know, we've had people request to be in the live audience of our show in the past, which, of course, was difficult for two reasons. A, we did this in our home studio, and B, we did it partially naked. And so we didn't want people to see that part of us. But now that we're here, we are A, fully clothed, and we invite people to come and join us in the frolicking thing that is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. That's the first thing. Second thing is if you look at the set, you may notice something perhaps out of place or maybe indicative of just the large heart we have.
In place, I would say.
Well, it could be out of place because you've never seen anything like it before, but now it's part of the new thing. If you look off to my side, you'll see a photo. Well, who is that? Well, that's our adopted child. You see, we've been doing this show since, what is it, January 12, 2006. And since that time, we've had many people ask us to adopt them. Hey, you live in Las Vegas. You seem like a nice couple, Pop-Pop and Mimi. You can't beat that. And we would really like for you to adopt us. All ages, all, you know, men, women, it doesn't matter. They want us to adopt. And we've decided
that we will.
We're going to adopt many, many people. We thought it was appropriate to adopt the first person to ever ask for years. And that, if you take a good look, that's Kendall. Kendall has been a listener now and a viewer now.
Isn't she cute?
She is cute. She's been a viewer, a listener since 2006. She says that we should adopt a cute brown girl. So we are. We have done that. We are now we have Kendall. Now, you may be asking yourself, wait a minute. What about me? Can I be adopted?
Sure.
Melissa said it. Sure, you can be adopted. How might you be adopted? How might you end up on the mantle of fame, which...
The family mantle. What do you mean, mantle of fame? The family mantle, right?
Yes, the family mantle of fame. It's easy. You're going to send us an email. You're just going to send it to the same one that you do to get on our friends page. You're going to send it to friends@livinginlv.com. You send that email to us, and you say, oh, please, Scott, put me on your website, and I would like to be adopted. There's a good chance you will end up on the mantle, the family mantle of fame. Is that what I called it?
Yeah, I think that's what we're calling it.
There's a good chance I'll forget that name tomorrow.
You know what's funny about Kendall is, did you see her Facebook thing she had one day? She was talking about wanting to get married or whatever, and how she wanted to be asked. And she said, but you have to go ask my adopted parents, Melissa and Scott Whitney.
Exactly.
Proven to you,
she really, that's why she's the first one to be adopted. You have to give. So that's interesting. We're going to do that without the live audience, and I'm giving up control, and it's kind of crazy because used to be, I'd be picking camera shots and sounds and videos and stuff, and now, thankfully, it's in the capable hands of Jacob Cannon. Big hand for Jacob Cannon over here. Jacob, baby. Wait a minute. Somebody said he wants this. Oh, not that one.
Tomahawk said no.
Ah. Somebody asked us what a tomahawk was. The same person who thought Sahara was the proper way to pronounce Sahara.
Oh, man, you're really getting it today.
Right. She was tardy, and so she said, I got stuck on Sahara. We're like, where is Sahara? Who is? I know a girl named Sahar, but Sahara, well, it's the street that she was on. Anyways, so let's start talking about our adventures over the last couple days or weeks, basically, about a month. And we're going to start with the happiest place in the world, which is my bedroom. I actually thought she might strike me.
Is that why the furniture is so far
apart?
Yes,
there's two reasons for that. A, I don't want to be hit, and B, I thought it was important that you saw the fireplace.
I think you moved it into the studio so there'd be witnesses.
Nice.
That's what I think.
You like that casual seating? We think that's kind of nice the way she's sitting, as a matter of fact. We talked about that. We actually had that thought. Should I sit like this? Or I'd be more comfortable like that. This is how comfortable this is. You know, what's great about this, our audience are all in pajamas right now. Which is
well,
odd.
At least they're not naked.
Right. Yet. Anyway, so we went to Disneyland a couple weekends ago for my birthday. Now, my birthday was in February, so someone was a little tardy on the gift giving.
Oh, no, no, no. Party, somebody just was too busy. Too bad somebody didn't have their priorities straight.
Anyways, went to the happiest place in the world. And a couple of things. First of all, we took off from the studio. The studio is just south of Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. We got to Anaheim. Get this. From here to Anaheim in what, 3.5 hours?
Yeah, you were cruising.
And that included a pee break by somebody. Because she's got a little bladder. Is that right? We think so.
I don't know. That's what women do.
Or you wanted a Slim Jim. I wanted a Slim Jim. I forget what it was.
You didn't want a snack.
3.5 minutes, or 3.5 hours, or 3.5 minutes because we're fast. And we got there and we had, by the way, you want to go to a good steak dinner, don't go to Black Angus.
Oh my God, that was
so,
what did I say? Craptastic.
Craptastic.
It could not have been worse.
Right.
Either.
And we came up with a really fun new line that I can't say on the show. But I want to figure out how to use it. Remember?
I think Outback looked like a 5-star restaurant compared to, where was it? Black Angus?
Black Angus.
Yeah. But for
terrible
sure.
Drink. Like a, but you like the drink. You said it was okay.
Okay, great. So the alcohol kicked in, so the steak wasn't so
right,
bad.
But the steak was, what was it? It was
like jerky.
Oh, yeah. It was
so
New York.
Burnt.
Oh, yeah. Why is it? Medium. And we always ask, medium?
Actually,
what does medium
didn't
mean?
Did you say medium rare? We said medium rare.
Oh, right, because we asked, what's medium? Well, medium's, you know, a little gray. I mean, you know, cooked in. They didn't say great. Should have. But so, well, then we'll have it medium rare because we like it a little pink, a little red. And so we got it back. Now, Melissa's had a little bit of pink. Mine was the color of the shoe here. This part of the shoe.
It was like jerky.
Yeah, it was yummy. Anyway, so we got by on that. Now, the Whitney tradition for Disneyland is you get there at the crack of opening. So it opened at 8 o'clock. Boom! We were there at 8:05-ish. And what I liked about Disneyland already, it's the happiest place in the world. If you want to get your creative juices flowing, go to Disneyland, man. It's so awesome. You got there. They let people in early. Why? Because they're Disneyland.
Weren't you surprised by that?
I was. Because you can get in an hour early if you go to one of their hotels.
Yeah, but they were letting everybody in it. You know,
I know. I was
like 10, 15 minutes early. I thought that was interesting.
Right. I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought it was lovely.
Yeah, it was good. So we got in there, and we started doing our rides and stuff, and a couple things. You know, one of my favorite. First of all, Pirates of the Caribbean was down.
You're pissed.
What? There are two rides that are really my favorite rides. Now I like Space Mountain. Sure. Matterhorn, love it. I do this when I ride the Matterhorn. I really do. I'm 50 years old, and I'm on the front, and I'm doing this kind of nonsense. People think I'm insane. But love Pirates of the Caribbean, and love Haunted Mansion. So we get to the Haunted Mansion, and we took some pictures there. I think the first photo you'll see is the outside of the Haunted Mansion. And you'll see that they've decorated it with this nightmare on... What is it? What's it called? Nightmare Before Christmas.
Night Before Christmas. Doesn't it look fabulous, though?
It looks fabulous. Yeah.
I think it looks great.
It's just great. It's fabulous.
I mean, the amount, it must have taken them an army of people to get all that done on the outside.
Yeah, it took forever. It's beautiful.
Everything was done.
So I'm looking. And by the way, this is obviously a draw because there was a whole bunch of people there who were wearing that big-headed character. I forget the big-headed character.
The skeleton guy?
Yeah. Jack, I think his name, Jack, yeah, right. Sahara knows it's Jack. So Jack's, you know, a lot of, I saw Jack tattoos and Jack shirts. So clearly it was drawing, it was cool. So I'm like, okay, it's nice work on the outside.
You thought festive.
I thought, okay, I get it. But then all hell broke loose. So part of my joy, I've been going to Disneyland when you can get in for $4.75. That's right, $4.75 used to get you into Disneyland.
You can't even get a Coke for that.
No, you can't. Or one of those really good mint juleps.
Ooh, I love the mint juleps.
By the way, I like Disneyland so much I didn't bring alcohol in there. What? That's right. Thought about it, didn't do it. Okay, so we get closer and closer, anticipatory, because, you know, are these rooms actually stretching, or is it your imagination? Yeah, I used to memorize that whole entire thing. So we get in there, and what's happening? Some whole other thing about Jack. And the Christmas nightmare thing, they changed the entire ride. It was, yeah, they, oh, Jacob, how you crushed my soul with this. So one of my favorite parts of this entire ride is the song that's played during the whole thing, which is called Grim Grinning Ghosts. Now, this is a bare naked version of it, but it is the greatest song ever.
You were sad, weren't you?
Just go with me on this. Now, they, you know, they just look at you and just kind of go.
When the cryptos creak and the tombstones quake,
spooks come out for screaming wake.
Happy haunts materialize.
Okay, I love that. Love it. That's my favorite part. And where those pumpkins are right there are the four big giant headed tombstone guys who sing that. It's awesome. Do you think those pumpkins sang that song? No, they sang a pumpkin song, which I couldn't begin to tell you. I was literally, you know, rocking in my, I want out. I want my show back. Give me my show back.
You were kind of having a temper tantrum.
It was unbelievable that they would do this to me. So, you know, I had to be careful because my initial thought was, this is complete crap.
You really wanted to cuss in Disneyland.
I did, but I didn't want Melissa to be mad at me for not, you know, because, you know, it's my birthday gift.
And there are kids everywhere.
Well, I didn't care about that. These people they're not going to see me. What the hell is that? I don't worry about that. No, I was worried that, you know, the kids were, I mean, that, you know, that you'd feel bad, like, oh, I brought you to Disneyland, and I wasn't happy, so.
Well, that was so sweet. You were, yeah, you weren't happy.
Happy with that.
I can't even, how many times do you think you said, I can't believe they changed that?
It was unbelievable. I mean, they changed everything.
That's a mistake.
It was huge. So I want to know if there's people out there who are rallying against the madness that is this crazy Jack
no,
and the,
I think people liked it.
I think they did too. I think maybe
you might
old,
be the only
oh,
person.
Man.
I bet you.
Christina
bet you
is in the back here going, oh, you old bastard. You don't know any better.
Yeah. I think the you new, might, you go might with be the new. Only person.
Oh, you think I was the only person in that park who was like, hey, this is crap.
Yes.
Bull. I'm telling you right now, that was bad. I'm writing a letter to Walt. It's not, we're not having this nightmare anymore. Nightmare on Christmas.
Everyone else seemed quite happy.
No, it was bad.
There.
Anyway, so we did that, and then we roamed around, had some fun, did a little driving. As you can see, Melissa here is by her car. This, by the way, if you've ever driven with Melissa, this is probably the best place to drive with her because it's actually on a track. And we
That's
almost
really
made,
funny.
We almost made 10 years. Plus, at least I beat 72 days. Thanks, Kim.
That's really funny.
It was funny.
I thought we should have gone to Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and you had no interest.
I'm afraid of that ride, because you're, actually, I don't need to go to that ride. Driving with you every day is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
But don't you think we should have really have experienced that?
We should have, because then you would have seen the fear and horror that I go through every time you're driving
you're
in
right.
your car. Because you come up like this behind somebody.
Oh, hell no.
And then what do you say? I drive with purpose. So you say,
I drive
with purpose, right?
I do. I don't.
Well, you drive like an insane woman.
I'm just saying, sometimes you're kind of, you're thinking about 20,000 other things and kind of dilly-dallying your way to
right.
To where
I, so I don't drive
going.
Fast enough.
Sometimes you're a little distracted.
No. So that was, we had a great time at Disneyland.
Wait. I think somebody ran a stop sign this weekend.
Where? It was really hard to see.
I'm just saying.
We were shopping for set pieces. By the way, if anybody needs some mid-century crap that we bought that I can't use anymore, I got a clock radio or a radio, probably six, you know, made in the 50s, 60s.
I still think you should have put it up there.
But we bought that painting, which is mid-century.
Which I love.
In case you care.
I think it's fun.
So, anyways, good time. On Sunday, we went to Huntington Beach.
Oh, you're done talking about the blowing of the stop sign?
I didn't even see it. If you don't see it, it doesn't exist.
I'm just saying, sometimes you're, you know, thinking about 10,000 things.
One time.
And you get a little distracted.
How many tickets have you had?
Almost as many as you now, actually.
How many have you had?
Oh, no, you got,
how many have
you've
I've got
had
one.
Two.
I've had one.
You got that one in the Bay Area.
I'm talking about here in Las Vegas. You've had three. I've had one.
I've had three in my life. What?
You've had two here, three here.
And I've only had three in my life, and you've had...
You've had two here, I've had one. Oh, quit bickering. You don't know anything. Stop yelling at me. And the stop sign didn't exist. I didn't see it. Anyway.
Was there a stop sign there? I'm like, that was a stop sign. You're like, looking around. Where?
It wasn't a real stop sign.
It was a real stop sign.
It wasn't. No,
I could have been T-boned and killed.
No, that's, you said it other time. You know, what about my side of the car? It's got airbags. I know they do. I see them all over the place. I mean, we haven't ejected them yet, but I'm sure they work. We have to test at some point. I mean, it's a new car.
Oh, God.
But speaking of driving, true story, a couple days ago, it was Saturday.
No.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe you're going to. Did you tell Jacob?
Yes. And Jacob's in his bed. Oh, yeah. Jacob's
no.
like, really? Okay. So this is a true story. This is to give you the insight of Melissa's psyche.
I cannot believe that you told Jacob and now you're going to tell the world.
It's so funny.
It's one thing to tell Jacob because he's, you know.
But everybody's like, I get this all the time. But both of you, by the way.
He's
Jacob's
a brother.
So nice. Oh, Melissa's so nice. Why did I hang out with
you? I was still nice. I wasn't being mean.
No, but you're crazy, and I want people to know.
So, I can't believe you're going to share this.
It's so great. So we're driving.
You just wait.
We're driving home.
I just want you to know when you least one of your crazy
I just went to the bathroom and came on set.
Oh,
I really don't think I'm too worried about you telling me a bad story.
You just wait.
All right.
Go ahead.
Tell him about my belly. Anyway, so this is true story. So we're Saturday, I think it was. We're driving somewhere on 15. Now, Vegas, just so you know, is kind of a spooky place to drive. There's no question about it. Crazy drivers here. I argue that they should stop allowing smoked windows because it creates a certain level of anonymity and people just drive like nutty people. Anyways, Melissa, some time ago, had an episode where somebody on a trailer drove by her.
It wasn't that long ago.
Sometime.
It was like 4 months ago.
Okay, 4 months ago. All right. Okay. And the trailer let go. It separated from the car and it got kind of crazy and it made her a little.
Kind of crazy. It was nuts.
All right.
And this guy was flying by, and I'm like, that trailer is going to come off.
And it did.
And maybe 100 yards later, it came off, and it was swirling in circles across the freeway. Debris was going everywhere. Cars were slamming on its brake. And when I saw it, I slowed down.
While on the chest going, I remember them telling a story when they were at a camper, and Scott was worried about the lack of sound dampening.
Yeah, well, when we went camping.
It was hard to poop when people were out there hearing you poop. Just so you know. Anyways, so we're driving along, and it's mid or late afternoon. We're driving north, which means the sun is where? It's behind us. Sun is behind us.
In a similar place where the other accident
happened.
Right,
so we're driving along. Now, Melissa and I have an ongoing argument about her passengerness. And I'll be driving, and she does this all the time. Ooh!
But that's because you do things like run stop signs.
No, multiple times. Camera one. She'll do this. She'll be right there. Or she'll do this. Like one pinky. But I've got like bat vision now. I can see this. And it pisses me off. It just pisses me off. It really does. And so I'll be driving along. And she'll be, my God, Melissa. Come on, stop it. I can't help it. All right. Or she'll just go, she'll do like a, you know, one of these things, legs out, split, all, you know, it's crazy. Anyway, so we're driving along, and we've had really major talks about this. And I'm driving along. Sun's over here, it's a beautiful day. And Melissa is, you know, her quiet, I'm about ready to grab something self, but not quite there yet. And then she just casually takes the shade and puts the shade down. It doesn't sound unusual, except the sun is behind us. Sun's there. She puts the shade down. So I'll admit, I'm quick to what the hell when she does weird things in my car. So I'm like, what are you doing? The sun is behind us. And she goes, well, I'm using it to protect myself.
No, that's not what I said. I said, don't worry about it.
Well, yeah, she goes, don't worry about it. Well, of course, that means I will probe and I will water drop her like a child. I'm going to find out what. Yeah, don't worry about it. I go,
because I wasn't bracing. I wasn't doing anything. I just
right.
putting it
she
down.
She didn't do this. She just did this. Ah. Which is weird. And I'm like, the sun's behind you. What are you doing? She goes, don't worry about it. honey, I got to worry about it. This behavior is insane. We may have to go off to a hospital. She goes, well, I'm protecting myself. From
that,
what?
That's not exactly how this conversation
went.
Well,
what did you think you said?
I said,
yes.
I'm nervous. And you said, you're nervous about what? And I said, I'm nervous that the stuff in that truck, it was a landscaper truck.
Right.
It seems unstable, and
right.
I'm afraid it's going to come loose like that other trailer.
So her belief was that the cardboard sunshade would protect her from a 55, 60, 80 mile an hour lawnmower that would come through our windshield. So here comes a lawnmower through the windshield. Scott, I've got nothing to worry about because I've got a sunshade made of plastic right about here. I'm like that, and I said to her, I believe that's insane. She goes, no, this will protect me. I said, well, first of all, if you're better protected if you see it coming, duck! Get the hell out of the way. You're not going to be able to duck if the sunshade is blocking you from the first place. No, it'll protect me. Well, honey, if you open it up, there's a mirror there. Glass shards will come into your head. It's okay.
No, that's what okay. I said. I said, there's a plastic cover, but glass isn't going to go on me.
Right, sir. So now you understand why I prefer her to drive in the cars at Disneyland. Because those seem, I don't know, they seem safer to me. I think that's
no,
the right way to go.
You know, you act like you're just such a good driver, but you literally did just run a stop sign. You just don't see things.
I've seen
you also like to drive in the lane where the cars merge into.
You mean merge into your lane?
Yeah, they merge into the lane that you like to drive.
Right, and now it's time for another segment. How about listener email?
That sounds good.
Okay. Hello. We continue to stay married.
We'll see.
Good, because at 10 years, I owe you a big diamond ring. So, you know, I've been married for 18 years. Not in a row. And if you want to dump out now, I'm saving me a big bucks. You don't want to.
You can get a quickie one here.
A quickie divorce, I know. I know somebody who got a divorce and then started dating her wife, her husband, 2 weeks later. I love this town. Anyways, so this is the viewer email thing. This is when folks send us emails, and then we sometimes read them. If it's a man who sends in the stuff, I read it. If it's a woman, boop, Melissa reads it.
And what is it?
Did you see that email that was just popped up on our queue at livinginlv.com? Two emails have come in, both from the male persuasion, so I'll be reading both of them.
Excellent.
The first one comes from Blake. Blake Groves. Blake says, hey, Scott. When is the new Living in Las Vegas coming back? My wife and I missed the show. Your wife and you are too funny.
Aw, sweet talker.
Here we are. We're back for you, Blake Groves. By the way, Blake, what email address are you going to send an email to so you can be just like another shot of Kendall? There she is. Kendall, friends. I'm not Kendall. I'm pretty like Kendall, but I'm not Kendall. There she is. Oh, that's cute. Friends at livinginlv.com, that's where you're going to send Blake your email on your picture so that you can become adopted by the Whitneys. We're a fun couple. We're fun to get.
People may not be thinking so today.
But if you are adopted, just ask not to drive with Melissa because it's going to be real dark. It will be Mr. Toad's wild ride. Dwayne had a comment on our website. Dwayne says, hey, there's no cryptic reason that the download for this podcast is titled LILV127-final-blah-blah-blah-blah. Is there, please say it's merely a coincidence. Blake and Dwayne were worried that we were leaving. We were going away. See, the file name said final. You probably can't see that at the end of it. And he thought, oh, my God, this is the final show.
I get that.
That's it. I thought it was, I'm like, wow, that's insightful. That's somebody who actually reads the file name before he downloads it. I bet you he reads labels. I bet you he doesn't have this going on because he knows how to watch his calories. This, by the way, is the worst part of this new set because now I realize I have to go back to James.
He says hello, by the way.
I bet he does.
He said,
hey, hello, and quit eating freaking bonbons.
No, I told him we went for a walk this weekend.
Yeah.
And he said he thinks you miss him.
Yeah. I don't miss getting up in the morning and being told that I'm fat. He didn't tell me I was fat. Jacob told me I was fat.
He would never tell you.
No, he's a pretty good guy. He's actually, you're like him.
Yeah, so did you.
I did. He just made me cry too much. Anyways, so Blake and Dwayne, you need not worry, my little angels. Gooch, again, has put a bug in my ear, and sorry. No, the reason why I did say final is because on that show, internet failure in our studio at the other house, and I had to put two audio files together. That's why I did that. So don't you worry. We are here forever.
We're back new and improved.
New and improved. And we've got, as a matter of fact, you can't see it in that shot, but we've got an extra seat off the side. We're going to be bringing guests on to this show as well. Guests. Maybe people who say Sahara. I believe we'll do it. All right. That's enough of that madness. Let's go ahead and take us a break, ski-poo. Take a little commercial timeout, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Halloween. Back in a minute.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
And we continue to stay married. That it wouldn't last.
Is this going to be a segment by segment through the show?
The marriage thing?
Update?
Maybe. You know, I think Kim Kardashian should be calling me. What do you think about that, by the way? Actually, I don't care. I'll say it. What a dumbass. All right. Hey, Halloween. What better place to be than in Vegas for Halloween? I know people who say Sahara who had not one costume. No. Two? No.
Are you serious?
Three costumes. What were you? You were Elvis. Velvet Elvis, we called her. Then you were a lobster in a pot. You were a lobster trap. And you were Red Riding Hood because your husband was a wolf.
Did you go to three different parties?
I think she went more than three. See, she pub crawled, right? You did. We're talking to Christina, who's helping here volunteer a bit.
Wait, were you going to people's homes or are you going to bars? Wow. Did you just keep this all in your car and just do a change out in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah, different costumes every day, right? Yeah, right.
Oh, yes, different days, said. Different costumes.
She wasn't like, you know,
I got it.
All right, let's get in the car.
That was all right. On Saturday night.
I'm going to be Velvet Elvis. All right, wait, now I want to be a lobster. Wait a minute. I think what right now I need to be is a pirate. I don't know.
I don't know.
A lot of pirates running around.
Right?
So we decided to head on down to Fremont Street, which, you know, is just crazy. We thought, Halloween on a Saturday-ish, Fremont Street, let's go. Let's see what we got. Plus, we wanted to check out a couple of spots that we heard about but hadn't seen. One of those spots being Swingers Club, which is owned by a gentleman named Anthony Curtis. He's the hypnotist cat
Curtis.
Here.
Curtis.
Or Anthony, Cools. Anthony Curtis, who's that? Oh, that's the guy who owns Las Vegas Advisor. I know, I'm moving, I shake. I know lots of people. I don't. They don't know me. They never call me back. It's sad, really. Anthony Cools, the hypnotist guy, pretty cool guy. We had him on Talk Tales. That's our first show, as a matter of fact. So he actually pitched this on our show. We thought, hey, let's go check out the Swingers Club. So we did. It's at the Plaza. Plaza spent, I think it was $35, $40, $50 million to revamp it. It's definitely better looking in there. You could tell they have spent some money. The casino looked better.
It definitely did look better.
Yeah. And so we kind of beelined right to the Swingers Club. We had a nice chat with the guy. I know you kind of see there in the green outfit, lower right corner, lower left corner, I mean.
Super nice.
Yeah. Iris? Was that her name? Anyway, she's responsible for social media. Really likes working there. Thinks the world of Anthony and Travis, who's the other owner. And so we decided to go and check it out.
She's a fantastic PR person for them, actually.
She is. Very, very
really
good.
Really positive, yep. Upbeat, high energy. Really wanted to make sure, you know, everyone was having a good time. You know, I'd see her come in while we were there and check on people.
Yep. So we walked in and took a couple of pictures there. What do we got here, Jacob? So this is the gist of this place. It's a piano bar, you know, a dueling piano bar. Is their first thing.
Which I love. Do you like dueling piano bars?
I do. I do. There's several of them here in the city. There's probably, what, five or six maybe or so. This is the latest one.
You have a little piano playing envy.
I do. I wish I could play piano. I play keyboard, but not very well. So their first thing, theme is the dueling piano. The second is golf. The name of the Swingers Club has nothing to do with Ira's thing. It has to do with
Ira's thing.
He's a swinger. Look at him.
What?
No.
Oh,
that's not what I meant, though, Ira. Okay, golf. So they have a miniature golf thing going on in there, and they have this, you know, it's a bar going on there. And what else do we have there, Jacob? This was kind of interesting. They have, it's hard to tell. There used to be an elevator or two escalators that went up, and they blocked it off, and they put ghosts in there. So you can kind of see over there a ghostly-like image.
Oh,
it's very
see.
Much like how the Haunted Mansion did it before they screwed it up with Jack and the frickin' whatever you call that craptastic stuff. Nicely done, Jacob. Nicely done. You evil bastard, you. I mean, it's a nice bar. We were there. We got there about 8:30 or so on a Saturday. It wasn't very busy, but we attributed to it's Halloween. There's probably a bunch of people out running around, and it's still kind of early for the bar scene, so we didn't think much about it. We came back at the end of the night. It was probably more like, what, midnight?
12-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a better crowd. Do we have another shot of the piano folks? Go back to that one. If you look, a couple things. First of all, about the piano player. First of all, the guy I thought was much better than the gal, just from song selection, piano playing, that kind of stuff. Although a couple things that I didn't really think was great, he spent a long time playing college fight songs.
Right.
I guess there were a few college tables there, but I thought, you know, if you're not a big college fight song person, you're going to lose the room there pretty quickly. But, you know, once they got kind of into it, you know, they did all the standard piano bar-y kind of stuff. But one thing that was fascinating is besides the piano stuff, they also have live music. They sometimes have comedy there, and they have DJs there as well. And so at 12 or so, they had a relatively hard stop for the piano guys because they wanted the DJ to come up. Now, by the time we got back in there, I mean, the place wasn't packed, but the piano bar area was pretty much full. And
I thought there were a lot of people there when we came back the second time.
Yeah, it was better. I mean, it wasn't packed, you know, shoulder-to-shoulder packed kind of stuff that we've seen in other piano bars. But, you know, pretty much all the seats were taken. It was nice. So we get in there, we're watching, and we're having a couple of drinks. They're singing, you know, Journey songs and all that good stuff. And they say, okay, your last song. They play their last song, and they wrap up. The DJ is up on that stage. It's kind of hard seeing that shot, but if you look over the red Budweiser piano, you'll see there's a stage right above that. And so they wrap up, stage opens, the curtains open, there's a DJ there, and literally 80% of that room left right then. Just shoot. It was unbelievable. I've never seen that happen before.
I felt kind of bad for the DJ.
Yeah, because I could tell.
Maybe a different crowd comes in. Right as people are coming off of Fremont Street, coming back to the hotel,
yep.
Probably people stop in there to, you know, in the night and having a DJ and current music.
Yeah.
Maybe that's right for that crowd coming in off of Fremont Street at the end of the night.
Right. It'd be cool to know if, I'm not sure what time that place closes, but it'd be cool to know if it got packed again because of the DJ. But if you're sitting there watching that and all these people leaving, it was a little sad for the DJ. I felt like, you know, geez, that's kind of sucky. And all that money is walking out the room. I talked to the piano guys, and they were like, yeah, we're still kind of playing around with the times of when we're going to do that. They've changed it. So I don't know if this is an ongoing thing. If I ran that place, I would certainly be concerned that I saw all that money walk out during that. So then from there, oh, yes?
I was just going to say, Everybody in there, though, seemed to be having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
There was interesting, like, competitiveness going on between some tables and, you know, things like that. So that, I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah. And the golf thing, I think the gal said the golf is not, the golf, mini golf thing is not quite done. So it was a little dark. You really couldn't see the different, I think there's
but they're going to have, like, it looks like they're going to have light effects.
Yeah.
On
and
the
they I mean, I was looking at the lighting in the club. They're very nice. Like, they spent a lot of money in there, that's for sure. I think right now the golfing was free. As long as you bought a drink,
yeah.
I think you could play. So it's pretty cool. So then he also owns, Anthony also owns a place called Exposed, which is a hair cutting thing that's done by scantily clad women. So Melissa wanted to see that. So we went and saw that. That's and you know, they're open, but they're not really doing a lot of business right now. But these gals were some of the hairdressers. By the way, she is an S in M&M. Anybody?
Yeah, she had a whip.
An M&M.
You can see in her right hand, she has a little whip.
Right. So clearly, if you're going to get a haircut, I don't know, I'm going with either Red Riding Hood or the Big Bad Wolf.
They hadn't had their grand opening, right? Hadn't they just been open for like 2 weeks?
Soft
and
opening.
Just kind of getting it together.
Right, no advertising yet. They're just getting ready to get the big billboards that go up and down the strip. So they've, you know, they're getting close.
All new, it was like all
beautiful.
New up there. It's on the second floor, you have to go.
Yeah.
So
that'll
upstairs.
Be, that'll
and
be
they're
a
remodeling that whole area up there, too.
Yep, yep. So they got some work to get some people in there. We'll see. I probably would have waited until they're ready to go large before I would have put people there. Because you've got, you know, I don't know if these people are good and they're not getting anybody up there, they'll eventually leave. You know, whether they're hot monkey hairdressers or not, they're not getting paid, they're getting out. So then we took off outside. The first thing we saw when we went outside the plaza was fascinating was this DJ. I think the kid was 10.
What do they call him? Baby
Chewy.
DJ Baby Chino?
Yeah, that sounded good.
DJ Baby Chino.
Little guy. I mean, you can see him right there. He's like 10 years old, 11 years old.
Did you Google him?
No.
You think he's that old? I don't know that he's even that old.
Oh, I think he's pretty old.
Really?
10. And so there he goes. He's just kind of chick, and we're like, well, that's pretty full. He had a big crowd. Well, he had probably 50, 60, 70 people out there. They had another guy with a mic out there.
He was outside in front, underneath the round part of the plaza where...
Right.
Oscar's restaurant's going to be.
Right. I mean, and he had that crowd the entire time. When we left, he had a big crowd to go out on the Fremont Street. When we came back, same big crowd. It was kind of, I felt kind of cool for the little kid. So then we decide, all right, let's get down to Fremont Street. And one of the cool things there, some of the bands there were really pretty impressive. Now, you know, we're a big fan of Nancy Reagan's, you know, the folks on Fremont Street tend to do themed bass stuff. So like in the 80s, Nancy Reagan's were doing that over the summer. And for Halloween, naturally, they had Halloween themed bands there. And so we saw a couple that were interesting, one of which completely blew me away. This first band, whose name I forgot, I'm afraid. You can see the guy, it's kind of blurry, but he's doing kind of the Alice Cooper vibe. So he came out of a coffin and he sang, you know, "Welcome to My Nightmare." And eventually he had his head cut off by a guillotine, which was kind of neat. And he came back. He's okay. Christina was like, was it a one-show thing? No, he came back. He was okay. But the band that completely crushed it there was Frank and the Steins, or Steins. And that's these guys here. I don't know if you can tell in the middle there.
They were awesome.
They were. It was really impressive. Remember the Munsters? Where in the opening of the Munsters, the stairs would open up and they'd walk out of there?
What was the name of that thing in there that lived in there?
Thing. No.
Spot.
Spot.
Or Spot or Spike?
Spot. Spot or Spike?
Spot.
Spot. And so they had the exact same thing. The stairs opened up. It's so funny. Melissa's like, do you think those stairs opened up? I'm like, no way. There's no way they're going to pull this off on Fremont Street. Brrr, Steve. I'm like, you want to drive home? Apparently you know more about this than I do. So, I mean, we took several pictures. Huge band. Guitar player, keyboard player, drummer, three singers, two dancers, a partridge in a pear tree. It was awesome. Another picture of the guitar player up there. You know, they had, you know, different tiered stages. There's Igor, who was also the keyboard player. They're out dancing. That girl there was a dancer. Didn't do a lot of singing. Nobody cared.
No, I didn't see her. I didn't see her sing any songs. But the other girl, she did.
She did not sing.
The other girl dancer, she sang a song.
Yeah, and they did a little Thriller action, which I think might be the next. Yeah, so the Hairs are doing Thriller. They're doing the dance. You know.
You know, I bet if you kept going to see James, you could do that with your leg.
do, oh, lift the leg up like that girl?
Yeah.
Well, we already did that, right, Jacob?
Yeah.
Thank you. That was
right.
That was day two. James, like, if you really want to get somewhere, you have to be able to do that. And I said, I would like to be able to keep the lower voice as opposed to the girl voice. I don't know. And, but you want to see a crowd. These guys really drew a crowd.
Look at all those people.
It was packed with these folks. I have never seen a crowd like that. I did. Cheap Trick had a crowd like that. It was pretty impressive. Now, that was the impressive part of Frank and the Steens or Steins. Here's the unimpressive part, and they lost many points because of this. So we watched them for a full set. And then we took off, and you'll see some of the pictures of the people we saw. We came back at the beginning of we saw them on the second set. We came back on their third set, and they played the exact same songs that they had previously played. Right. Exactly. It was nuts.
But was it in the same? I think it was a different order. We didn't stay for the whole set.
No, but and it was in a different order. But we heard like three or four songs, exact same songs. It was nuts. And so I'm like, wait a minute, that's cheating. Nancy Reagan's wouldn't do that.
That's right. And that's exactly what you said.
I know. I said, you just can't do that. So I really kind of lost a lot of juice for these guys. Now, and they were a little poppy. Some of their songs were a little, you know, bubblegum.
You wanted it to be kind of harder.
I wanted to be a little harder.
A little darker.
Yeah. But overall, great show, talented people, huge crowd. All right. Then we started looking at people, which is kind of fun. And we took a ton of pictures.
Which is what you do on Fremont Street.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this could have been any day on Fremont Street. Oftentimes.
They put a little more effort into it.
A little bit. And so let's see what we saw here. We took a few pictures. First of all, you got to feel sorry for these two cats. These guys are here all the time. The Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley guys, you know, they get paid to do that. Business was off a little on Halloween because everybody, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, there was the drunk fat Gene running around and the little Genes and the big Genes and there was Aces and it was crazy. So like, I mean, he had you can't see in that picture, but he had a Corona in one hand, Gene, and he's just drinking beer going, you know what, we are not making any money here today. But it's one of the best costumes there. And what else did we see? Well, we saw, you know what that is? I've decided that is a, have you decided?
Yep. Jellyfish.
Jellyfish. Or it's a wedding shower. Crap. Really?
Oh, my God. You thought wedding shower?
Oh, man. I like jellyfish better. Okay, so here's what we've learned today.
Oh.
If you say Sahara, you know what's a wedding shower and what's a jellyfish. Okay, moving forward.
Does she have a bail on or something?
No, I didn't ask her. She's a jellyfish. You touch her, you get stung. Everybody knows that. Wait, how could you touch her? I don't want to get close to her. She might spin that thing and burn me, zap me. Can't have that. That's bad. Then we saw, now check this out. Now, Jacob's laughing because when I showed him this picture, he goes, now, do you know who those three people are? I said, yeah, up in the upper right corner, that's Snoop Dogg. He goes, yeah. And I said, in the left corner, that guy's dead. That's Eazy-E. He goes, that's right. And I said, the guy down there in the red, he's dead. I forgot his name.
Tupac.
Tupac Shakur, baby. Proving you that both Elvis and Tupac live in Vegas. They look pretty good, huh?
I thought they really looked excellent.
I think they're professionals. I'm pretty sure.
Didn't you think they look good?
The chat's like, it's Tupac, dumbass. Thank you. Warm and comfortable.
Seriously, they really look good, I thought.
I thought there were a lot
of people wanting to get their pictures taken with them.
Oh,
more than with the Kiss people.
Well, of course, because two-thirds of them are dead. Moving forward, we also saw this guy. Now, here's what's interesting about this guy. I mean, I will say you have to be in touch with your manhood to be able to pull that out, because he looked a little gay. But I will tell you that I wouldn't have said to him he was gay, because he was built like a linebacker, and if I'd have said, thuffering thuckatashes, he'd have beat the hell out of me, so I let him go. But he looked good, and he's proud. He's a proud lion. Roof. Next. Daddy must be proud. Next. This guy kind of spooked us out a little bit, and I liked it because his lantern was actually on fire, and we thought that was fun. Next. Next. That's just sad, really.
That's probably just the regular people there.
Right. I brought them up because I'm still angry about Disneyland. And I want to know, I don't let my anger... Oh. Hey, Jacob. There it is. And...
Tomahawk said no.
Don't make Daddy sad. Anyway, that was pretty good, I thought. Doesn't it look like her arm is cut off, her right arm is cut off there? It's not. It's a black sleeve or something. But that was pretty cool. What? Oh, my God. I'm being kibitzed by the crowd.
Seriously?
Her arm does come off. They're telling me no. Okay, no. Oh, now you're freaking out the live audience. All right, we're moving forward.
Wait, does she cut her arm off?
No, it's not real. Oh, that's right. Somebody knows this well, very well.
Oh.
Really? That's
seriously.
Nice. Sahara. How you've hurt me so. All right, moving forward. This is pretty clever here. That's the guy from Saw, but that's not really a person. It's a doll on a... It's a doll on a tricycle, but it's a remote-controlled tricycle. So there's a guy off to the side with a remote control behind his back moving the tricycle back and forward at people. It was really cool. He was getting more
people
tips.
People were really freaked out.
He was getting more tips than anybody else on Fremont Street. It was really clever. And then we saw the best use of paper mache ever. We first saw him from the rear. I'm like, that guy's got a big tail. And somebody said, that's raccoon or raboon or rasoon or some show.
Yeah.
That Johnny Depp did.
Rango. Oh,
Rango. Rango. And so we saw him coming back from Fremont East area. I'm like, hey, can I take your picture? He's like, sure. And he posed like that. And I believe that's paper mache.
Can you see his little tail?
Yeah, you can see the tail there. It's pretty nice, right?
His tail's great.
Got to be impressed with that. All right, moving forward. Now, these two are interesting. Because they look, you know, they're you know, the what age would you call them? Cougar age, sure, for sure. And they were kind of on the prowl a little bit. But here's where it gets weird with them. Took their picture. They were nice about it and all. And we walked around for a while, and then we bumped into them again. Now, she was drinking, the mummy girl was drinking what?
She was drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Right.
Blueberry.
Mike's Harder Lemonade. So we're hanging out, we're watching this other band play, and she's like, here, have some.
Yeah, she wanted me to drink out of her glass. And I'm like, no, thank you. She's like, I don't have any germs or whatever. And I'm like,
right.
Hey, crazy lady, I'm not drinking out of your glass on Halloween, like on Fremont Street. It's not going to happen. Totally creeped me out. And then she's like, I'll take my straw out. Like, she wouldn't let it go. I'm like,
She really was persistent. We would like for you to get hepatitis C. And
maybe they just wanted another blonde.
Oh, well, that could have been it. Or she just wanted to pass around her hepatitis C. Anyway, we thought that was a little weird and uncomfortable. And they were persistent. And we decided to leave the area. But she seemed nice after that.
No, I'm sure they were perfectly fine. And I'm sure they were nice and having fun. But...
No,
that was creepy.
They were bad.
Can you imagine? Here, drink this. Oh, yeah, okay.
Right, and then you start getting sores. Okay, next. And we thought...
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yes. If you look carefully in the middle gal, she's got a scar going across her stomach. It's pretty brutal.
No, I like the guy. I like the girl with the throat all ripped out.
Yeah, they both look like they had a rough night on Fremont Street the night before, quite frankly. But we thought it was good use of blood, so we gave her kudos for the blood use. And we also have another guy who had a pretty gruesome-looking scar going here as well. I think that's the next one. Maybe not. We'll see. No. I wanted I wanted to show you that one.
Oh, no. That poor guy.
I wanted to show you that one because...
Look how red his cheeks are.
Because of his cheeks. So what was happening... You see the gal over there, you know, saying no photos? You can see her. She did that a lot with me.
She wanted money.
Yeah. She's not going to get it. But what was funny is I took the picture not because he was a banana, but because his ass cheeks were red.
She was saying $5 for photos. That's what she was saying there. $5
right.
For a photo. But so he must have been getting a lot of spankings on Fremont Street. That's.
It was
they
awesome.
Were so red.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of funny. So I took a picture of that because I just thought it was funny. And then we've also got the Pope. Right.
Smoking a cigar.
Smoking a cigar, which he probably, and drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade or something there. So just so you know, it's not the real Pope. Just so you know. We had a talk about that. And I would have said something completely different until the talk I had about 20 minutes before the show started, when I realized if I say something bad about the Pope, I'm in deep crap. So no Pope jokes today, kids. But he was a good Pope. He was running around everywhere just being popish. Nicely popish. And this guy, you might want to drop off my, there you go, was probably one of the more clever photos or clever costumes. You can see on the his holding his right arm is a severed hand, but on the his left hand, that was actually a false hand. His real hand goes into the mouth of that drug addict head, and the tongue wiggles with his hand. He had a, and it had a pill
it
on it.
It was gross.
It was pretty, I actually thought it was pretty clever. And that's what you got. That's do we have any more? I think we might have more. Oh, this was fun. Jager shots in front of a casino. Come on. How can you not love that?
He was on a platform area.
What
she
I like,
got up and she did a little dance and didn't she give him electric shock and then?
Yeah, I like that he strapped his arms down. You know, if you're going to take Jaeger shots or Jaeger shots, whatever you call it,
Jaeger.
You want to have your arms strapped down so you can't stop him from pouring that alcohol down your gullet. And that's what they did. It was pretty fun. And then finally, it was the evening, probably not finally, but we got maybe one or two more. It was for sure the evening of pirates. Pirates, pirates everywhere, but not a drop to
Are
drink.
Are you a pirate?
No, she was.
Oh.
Oh.
She has a pirate in her history.
She was Velvet Elvis.
She was a whole lot of things. Lobster in a basket.
We were old people who didn't get up in costumes. I know. You could have. Once I was.
You would make a fantastic lobster in a trap.
Thanks, honey. That's coming from the
Is
woman.
Is that the one you had in mind? See?
Really? Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Lobster.
In my past, I was Bin Laden with a rocket through my head. It was outstanding. And I was a skateboarder that got hit by a car, and I had tracks across my chest, and it was good.
You like it gross.
I like it bloody. By the way, Johnny Depp was at the party as well. He's gained some weight, kind of sad.
Oh, they were so good. Didn't you think they had this, everyone in their party was dressed like Alice in Wonderland. In fact, you can see Alice there. They were fantastic. The queen was there, the crazy queen.
I'm just kind of sad that Johnny let himself go like that. Is he on your list?
No.
Because he's a little dirty, a little greasy.
I think he seems weird.
Seems weird?
Just saying.
He's weird, trust me. And do we have any more there, Jacob? Oh, yeah. This chick freaked everybody out. I think she is one of those people who really thinks she's a vampire or really thinks she's one of those ghoulish kind of people. A what? Is that a Star Wars thing? Oh, I don't know. I don't remember a Star Wars character being that freaky looking. But she was really, like people, she'd come up to people and they would literally back off of her.
She's really, really creepy.
And she's really into it, too.
Her expressions were creepy.
Because somebody tried to slip a five in her pants, and she rejected it. Just said, no, I don't need that. I'm the devil.
I think they thought she was a real street performer, but I think she was really just there for Halloween.
Yeah, it was. I've never seen her there before. She completely freaked me out. It was crazy. And is that the last one, or we got more? Oh, I just put this one in there because somebody was walking around with a six-pack of beer and drank the whole six-pack and kept the empties with them, which I thought was funny and helps you know. Well, officer, I've had six. Exactly. I know exactly how much I've had to drink. I'm carrying it around with me right now, for God's sake.
He probably wants to recycle, honey.
Yeah, he's a recycler. So that was Halloween at Fremont Street, and I think we had a pretty good time. What'd you think?
We did, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
There's some crazies down there.
It was. A lot of pictures we couldn't show you, mostly of me naked. Okay, we're going to take one more break here, and we may have Ted coming back. I'm not sure if Ted's with us or not. We'll see if he is. If not, then we'll wrap it up. Back in a minute. You're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast. We're going to take a quick station ID, and we'll be right back.
Oh, hello there. My name is Brandon Gooch Hahn, host of Awkward Silence 2.1. And when I'm not living vicariously through Chris Phillips, I'm on VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Okay, well, we've had to kill Ted. You know, sometimes you have rules. The rules is Ted, please call in. I think he might have got confused by the time, new start time. It's confusing for all of us.
It is. It's new.
So, but Ted had some great things. He had some places where you can get for free rooms for free. It's a shame
he didn't cook.
Or rooms for free. And all you can eat for free.
What?
And how to get a free car.
Seriously.
And how to pronounce the word Sahara correctly.
So now what are you going to do about that?
Well, he's not here, so I can't tell you. And I bet you all those deals expire next week. Sad, really.
Well, I bet you he'll be talking about them on his
free room, free cars, free food. There's a good chance I made all that up.
Oh, jeez. God, I hate really? It when you do that.
Okay. Let's push that button. What happens? Oh, we're done. Okay, thanks everybody for showing up at our new room. Remember, if you would like to have your face right there, you can by simply,
Kendall.
Friends at livinginlv.com is the website you're going to hit for that. And what you're going to do, our toll-free number, 866-966-4599. And you're going to do our email address at onairq@livinginlv.com. And you're doing live chat like you're doing over here right now. And you're checking out KSHB AM 1400 on Fridays at what time? 8 to 6. Well done, honey. 8 to 12. Well done, Scott. I'm going to put down the thing now so I'm protected from my wife. Because there's a good chance she might hurt me.
Oh, it's going to be a little frosty for you later. You better bring the fireplace home.
It's a portable fireplace, and I'm not afraid of her. Anything else? Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. This is cool.
Hey, thanks everybody
for
playing around. Thanks to the live audience. Big hat for them. Konnichiwa to the live chat people over there. Clap. And we'll call it a day. We'll see you guys later, and take care. Do